Hi, this is Mario from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This call is quick and confidential. Do you want to continue in English or Spanish? Do you prefer
English.
Thank you, sir. In which state do you currently reside?
Maryland. How long is your survey, sir?
It's really quick, sir. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
1970.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? White, black,
African American.
Okay, thank you, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong Republican.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10?
I would say 5.
5? Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your Senator, Democrat Angela Alsobrooks, or Republican Larry Hogan?
I don't know. There should be a category for it. I'm not sure right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Angela and Alsobrooks, Republican Larry Hogan, or other candidate? Undecided. Okay. Thank you. All right. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Next one, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
The second one.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes this situation in Maryland when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Maryland. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Maryland. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Maryland. Abortion is totally banned in Maryland or not sure?
Not sure.
Okay. How concerned are you about abortion access in Maryland? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent, neither concerned or unconcerned, somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Neither concerned or unconcerned.
Okay.
How many more questions, sir? This is starting to get long.
Well, we're halfway through, sir, about 50-60% right now. As you may know, valid measures are proposed laws that the public votes directly. How much have you heard about a valid measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little bit, or heard nothing at all?
Heard nothing at all.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measures?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. If you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects abortion, right to abortion, or would you not vote on that ballot measure?
So this is a survey that really focuses on abortion more than anything, obviously. What was the question, the last question you just asked, sir?
If you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote yes.
Okay. Here's the text on question one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in Maryland in the November 2024 elections. The proposed amendment confirms an individual fundamental right to reproductive freedom, including but not limited to the ability to make an adequate decision to prevent, continue, or end the individual's pregnancy, and provides the state may not directly or indirectly deny, burden, or abridge the right unless justified by a compelling state interest achieved by the least restrictive means. After reading that ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. I'm
going to have to end this in just a couple minutes because this is not a quick survey. A good survey is only 5 to 7 questions, not 20. Most people don't have that kind of time at dinner time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand, and I appreciate your honesty and your time. And I know it's valuable around this time, being from work and coming back and trying to get dinner going, have some time for yourself or your family. I know. I could cut it and pick up from where we left off, give you a call back, schedule a call back. We're like 70%, 80% right now.
Let's go ahead and cut it for now. I have dinner on the stove. Okay. You know what I mean? And, yeah, this may be another day. Just call back and catch me after 5.
Yes,
okay?
Sir. Yes, sir. Will do. Thank you
all
for
right,
your
sir.
Time.
Thank you. All right.